You're at Work Radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
Jy is terug by my Gerien de Wet at Work Casey 107.7 FM op hierdie pragtige, mooie Woensdag, soos hulle sê, Ladies Night. Nie blommetjies aan toe. In elk geval, vandag het ek 'n baie inspirerende, baie pragtige gas saam met my, wat kuier saam met my in die atelier, soos ek vir julle voorheen gesê het. So, kom ons stel haar bekend, Dr. Marianne Cronje, how are you? Dr., can you give us a short introduction to who you are, so we can know who we're talking to today?
Okay, thank you, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be here.
You're welcome.
I'm very grateful. So, yeah, I'm the recent winner, Winelands winner of the South Africa Council of Business Women Rising Star Award. I'm a wife to Johan, who is in the wine industry, and a grandmother to two grandchildren, and a family giver to my mum, who is the only one left after I've lost two other parents during this year. So that makes me part of the sandwich generation that is taking off care of parents and children and still having a full-time work and a household to run. But I'm sure millions of people can relate to that.
Okay, so now I know we call it the sandwich generation.
Yes.
I was very, wow, sandwich.
Yeah, because you know you're always in between.
Yes, the day now. Now you know, eh? You can relate if you're a sandwich. A sandwich generation. So tell us more about who or what is the Caregivers Council, please.
So the Caregivers Council is an organization focused on embracing, equipping, and empowering other caregivers, and especially family caregivers. I am raised through the Caregivers Council, where I focus on giving information and resources for caregivers, and also provide some grief counseling. I empower and equip family caregivers, informal, that is non-professional carers, as rest and respite caregivers through the CareNet Incorporated, that is our academy, which offers e-courses, workshops, and mastermind sessions. So, Gerien, did you know that the population is aging at such a great pace, and according to the World Health Organization, in developing countries, a person is considered elderly when they are 60 years?
Yeah.
So the increasing proportion of older persons in the population known as population aging is one of the most significant social changing in the 21st century, and the bad news is it is experienced by every country in the world.
Yeah, alarming, eh?
Yes. So, and the other thing is that they say that by 2030, the number of people aged 60 and above will be more than double. So that plays such a big burden on our society, our community, and also resources of governments.
I can imagine. Wow. Now, how can we define a family caregiver or the informal caregiver?
So you become a family caregiver when you offer unpaid help and support to a family member who suffers from a physical, psychological, development, or cognitive disability. The support can take many forms, including helping with daily activities, managing medical needs, providing emotional support, and coordinating care. That can be a child, a spouse, an elder parent, or another family member. Caregiving can happen in a second. A spouse having a stroke, a child having an accident, an elder parent to have a fall, or it can happen over time with parents. You know, someday you will have to take care of them, and it is good to know the stages of caregiving beforehand so that you can walk the road with them till the end without having the emotional burnout of the process.
Wow. So true what you're speaking about, and I think there's many out there that can relate to this, that's in such a situation at the moment. I know personally in my family, it's the same there.
Yes.
So how can you make a difference then?
So as a founder of the Caregivers Council, which came through my experience, my responsibilities include advocating for caregivers' rights, that is for formal and informal caregivers. As a newly founded business, I facilitate support groups, organizing training sessions now for 2025, and also workshops. So as a counselor then, I can provide grief counseling, but I focus more on non-death loss. Non-death loss is a loss of anything that is significant in a person's physical, psychological, or spiritual, or interpersonal life. So throughout a person's life, they may experience various non-death loss. Some may be minor and manageable, while other losses feel devastating and life-altering. If we think of how we lose someone through dementia, to see them die mentally make you realize that you have to deal with this, how you lose them slowly. So then this counseling can help you or ensure that informal or family caregivers have access to resources and support they need to perform their duties effectively and with compassion.
Wow. And it takes... It becomes very hard on the person taking care of their relative or whoever that is.
Yes, and the problem is the harder it gets on you, the less support you can give, or the less support the person that you care for actually receive from you, because you're not able to.
It takes a lot out of you.
Exactly.
Tell us more about what you were speaking about now.
So about the facilitating that I do through group therapy, I want to reach as many people as possible in the shortest time, because I think we do not have time. We have to act and act fast, because this will be the next pandemic. So therefore, I cannot offer one-to-one coaching now, but I rather want to reach people through training and workshops. I want to work together with other health care organizations and professionals. So I do it through the CareNet Incorporate Academy. CareNet Incorporate is also registered with the National Association for Christian Counselors. So I give rest and respite carers the tools and training they need to provide exceptional assistance to family carers. Now you're going to ask me who they are. So, as we just said, caregiving is not easy. So, not for the caregiver and not for the person receiving care. So, this ongoing demand of taking care of someone else can strain even the most resilient person. That's why it's critical for caregivers to ask for help and take a break when necessary. So, a respite care provider provides short-term relief for primary caregivers, giving them time to rest, travel, or spend time just with other family and friends. So the care may last anywhere from a few hours or maybe several weeks at a time. Respite care can take place at home, in a healthcare facility, or at an adult daycare center. You can just ask someone, can you just pick up my washing? Or the washing, or can you just visit them to see if they are okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these individuals are generally not paid for their help, but they also have no training, no background currently on how to care for someone, and they do it purely out of love. So my responsibility, I feel, is to train them and to assure that they are emotionally fit and that they can assist other emotionally, because emotionally is actually more needed than physically. So some of the topics in the workshops I discussed is an overview of caregiving, identifying when a family member or friend will need help, steps to begin caregiving, including gathering medical information and finding resources, the importance of self-care for caregiving, types of long-term care facilities, steps to find the right facility and making the right transition, the cost of caregiving, and that is huge, and also caring for yourself as a caregiver and recognizing the signs of caregiving stress. So also, I serve as an information coordinator for long-distance caregivers. Do you know how many children are living overseas currently, but their parents still in South Africa?
Really?
Yeah, so if you're overseas living there and you constantly have this worry about your parent in a facility, but there's no one that you can ask, can you just check on them? Because the people in facilities are normally so busy, even though you pay them for taking pills or giving care, they do not have time to sit with your parent the whole day. And some parents are still mobile enough, but sometimes you need to know they're still okay.
Okay.
So yeah, at the CareNet Incorporated, we offer a variety of learning formats to suit your schedule and learning style. So you can do e-courses. You can choose, currently I do have the two that's running for October, is Introduction to Life Coaching, and also how to manage your business effectively. And that is important if you want to become a respite caregiver, because actually then you will run your own business, and you have to know first how to act, how to work with yourself and learn to know yourself first. Mm. And then also, if you have a business, how to run your business effectively.
Okay.
So, yes.
Wow. This is such a much needed service. You know, because in our communities, there are so many people struggling out there, having to take care of someone at home or something. How can people get hold of you?
Okay, so I first want them to invite all the listeners or other healthcare professionals and caregivers group to go and like the two Facebook pages. Caregivers Council is the first one, and the other one is CareNet Incorporated. And also, they can contact me going to the website, www.caregiverscouncil.com, where they can find all my contact details there. And I will love working with other people. Yes, as I told you, I want to get the word out there as fast as possible.
Wow, it was so nice talking to you, Dr. Marianne. I wish the listeners can see you now, because she has so much compassion in her face alone. Yeah, you can just see it in someone's face and the aura and everything. And if you're out there and you do need help, please take hold, use this platform and get hold of her. Like she said, it's caregiverscouncil.com, Facebook pages, CareNet Incorporated. And also the website again?
Yes, www.caregiverscouncil.com. Or they can contact me via email at care@caregiverscouncil.com or on my cell phone mobile number 082-784-1474.
Okay, I will put all those info on the radio's WhatsApp updates and also my Facebook, and tag the radio in it as well, so you can go there, you will see her there. And I want to thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you coming in, and I think this is just great work that you are doing.
Thank you so much, Gerine. It was such a pleasure.
You're welcome. Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.